I am your host, William Grant. I have been running a solar company here in Peoria for 6 years, and we have helped thousands of people go solar. I've been in the industry for going on 12 years now.
My name is Austin Baer. I'm your co-host here at the Solar Power Hour. I'm your local solar consultant here from Peoria. I've been in this industry for going on about 5 years. I've had the pleasure of helping a little over 400 families go solar here in the local community.
Welcome back to another episode of the Solar Power Hour. We have someone replacing Einstein today, and that would be Mr. Andrew Cohen. Welcome.
Thank you.
He has been with us for quite some time, actually a client of ours as well, but he works with the Rivermen. As you can see, we are sporting the Rivermen jerseys today. We got the hockey pucks out there, and then the coolest thing on the table is definitely those championship rings. So I'll let you introduce yourself and let everybody know what you do with the Rivermen.
Yeah, like Will said, my name is Andrew. I've worked for the Rivermen for 11 years now. I do corporate sales, group sales, season tickets, a little bit of everything, and enjoy being here.
Absolutely. We love betting on a winning horse. And the Rivermen have been very good to us. Not only, you've probably seen us at the booths out there, but you guys are just killers, man. Last season was a little bit of an upset, but just a phenomenal season overall.
No, this is definitely awesome to be, you know, incorporated with you guys. I'm from Peoria, so it's my hometown. And I do have to say, so growing up, I never had a Rivermen jersey as a kid. I always thought that they were really sick. So the fact that we've gotten, you know, between the Grateful Dead jerseys, the Scooby-Doo ones, the, you know, just being able to be part of and have that affiliation is definitely, you know, it's very cool. The wait was worth it, not having one as a kid, to have these now. So
yeah, it's an awesome partnership to be able to help market what you guys offer here in the community in many different facets at the games is was a pretty cool thing to see it all come together.
Absolutely. Again, these jerseys pop. You know, it's always cool to see the different events and the different contributions. You know, it's not just the, you know, Sun Collectors, but, you know, you've got all the different philanthropic, you know, events that you guys do. And so it's cool just to see how that reflects through the Rivermen and, you know, how throughout the season there's different, you know, organizations and things you guys give reflection to. Yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. So how's the season looking for next year?
Yeah, it's coming around. We're supposed to announce our promotion schedule coming up this week. So I think we have like 20 promotional specialty jersey nights, kind of like what you have. We got your Grateful Dead jersey back again this year, and a lot of giveaways that we haven't done before. So should be another good year for off the ice, on the ice. Our captain Alec Baer already signed and is coming back, and we got a bunch of great guys that are coming back, some that have been with the team for a few years and some that ended the year with us and they want to come back to compete for a cup.
Absolutely. Is Wilkie going to be on still?
Wilkie just retired. I'm sure he'll make a few appearances towards the end of the season or a weekend that we might be short due to injuries or call-ups. But he's here locally, so he's working for ATS. And
I like Wilkie. He's a scrapper.
I got a little bit of partial favoritism towards Baer because our last names are the same. We've got one letter swapped out, but, you know, I've had a couple people try and correct me on my jersey. They're like, it's spelled wrong. And I'm like, it's not worth the argument right now, but sure.
That's good, though. That's funny.
Good stuff. So ticket sales all-time high last year?
Yeah, we broke our season ticket number from last season, for last season. We also broke a single game attendance record for our league. It was right over 9,500 for our $5 night. So
that's awesome. I was
there. That was a fun game.
That was insane. I mean, I've been growing up going to those games, but to see the stadium packed that much was cool.
So that was a cool thing to witness. That's probably one, like, in my top five games that working for the team and being a fan of the team. It's definitely was up there.
We won that night too, didn't we?
I think we won 3-0 against Pensacola.
Hell yeah, brother.
So yeah.
That's awesome, man. So it's good to see it after COVID at the community getting back together, going to things like the Rivermen games. Obviously the Chiefs are in right now and there has been pretty decent attendance there, but it's good to see people getting out and doing something with the family and supporting something that's, you know, truly local and something to be proud of. I mean, what, in the last 3 years, we got two championships.
So, coming out of COVID, we won the championship and then we lost in the semifinal and then we won 2 years ago and then we lost in the semifinal last year. So on the ice, I don't think we finished below third place and the 10 years that we've been a part of this league. So on the ice, our coach and players have done a great job of putting an excitement product on the ice. You were talking about the increased attendance. So coming out of COVID, we've increased our attendance every year. So from COVID to the second year, we increased by 20%. And then the following off season was another 20%. And then this, from the championship year to last season, we increased 10% total. So that was a really cool thing to that our staff has accomplished, from group sales and walk-up tickets to the advertising that we do. And our season ticket holders that are the ones that are there for every night.
I love it, man. So anything fun and exciting that's going to be new this year?
So we're doing a Disney night this year, so that should be fun. We're going to wear three jerseys in one night. So we'll wear like a Lilo and Stitch for one period, Toy Story another period, and then like a collage of all the characters for the third period.
No kidding.
So it's something that we haven't done. We're bringing back the player team set cards. We haven't done that in 11 years.
Now we're talking.
Thanks to my buddy Ben Wilson at Wilson Services. He stepped up to do that. Our equipment manager was working for him this summer, and it was a dream of his to be on a player card. So he's like, "Ben, will you please do this for me? Like, I really want this." So Ben just loved Trevor, and he was like, "All right, I gotcha." So
yeah, Ben's a good guy. So yeah. If anybody's not familiar, Wilson Services taking care of the grounds at the Dozier Stadium, as well as all around. He's been blowing up just as much as we have. So it's good to see young entrepreneurs out there kicking ass and taking names and supporting the community overall.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are two big things that stand up that we haven't done. We're doing like a face mask giveaway for like a nighttime mask, so to speak.
Like the old hockey mask?
No, not the more like a sleep mask that, you know, like a chill mask, like as if you're going to sleep. We, a new partner of ours, it's called Vanilla Sugar Face and Body.
I would sleep in a goalie mask, just for the record. I mean, since we're throwing that.
We could try. But yeah, so Vanilla Sugar is a new partner of ours, and they came on, and that's going to be a pretty cool giveaway that we haven't done before either.
Right on.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. So yeah, I'm excited for the Rivermen to start back up. It seems like every year I'm getting a little bit more excited to go out there to the games and see the fights. Honestly, that's what I love. But you know, we got to win too. Can't keep everybody into the penalty box.
It's a combination of both. One of my old coaches that I used to work for, he's like, "Hey, at home we entertain. Like whatever that means, if it's a big hit or a big goal or a fight, like we entertain at home. Like these fans are paying to come watch you play. So on the road, I don't care what happens. It could be the boringest game ever, but at home we have to entertain. And man, our players, they really do that at home."
No, and I mean, obviously your numbers reflect it, but so even with like my side of business, you know, being in people's homes day in and day out, I do talk about, you know, our local sponsorships and the affiliation that we have. And obviously, you know, talking about the Rivermen's a huge proponent of that. And the feedback that I'm getting on a, you know, community level, you know, there's a reason that your numbers are reflecting that. There is there's excitement, there's momentum behind the team right now. And, you know, people love to be in support of this team. And obviously, again, it's fun to sponsor a winning team, but it's also, you know, they're kicking ass. Yeah. People feel that right now.
No, Peoria is just very unique when it comes to that. They love winners. They love to support a winning team. We 2 years ago, when we won the championship at home, we forced a game three and we played Saturday night to win game two, and game three was going to be Sunday, like a 5 o'clock game. And I'm like, all right, if we can have like 3,000 people there to sell within 20 hours, and 8 of that were sleeping. So, you know, maybe really 12 hours of real true opportunity to sell tickets. Like that's a win. Well, we ended up selling tickets right after the game, and we were at 2,500 tickets by the time we left. And at the game, we had 6,000 people at the game, and that was fun. To be able to see the whole lower bowl full, part of the upper bowl was full. Like that was an experience that was so chilling, especially to win it at home and to see all the people's excitement. Because back when I was a kid, the team won in 99, 2000, and I was at the game, and it was nice and full like that. And it was cool to be able to experience it as an employee of the team.
Right. No, the energy in there is definitely unreal. You know, obviously from, you know, each goal is one thing, but then, you know, when the end comes down or whenever it was, you know, towards the end of the season with the bigger games, I mean, it's an uproar for sure. Oh, yeah.
the fans, man, they're loyal, supportive, and they like to get after it.
No, it's good that you guys invest in some sturdy plexiglass down there, because they are definitely, they let you know how they're feeling.
Yes, well, good or bad, they do. But thankfully, we...
Even the kids. I mean, I love seeing, you'll see 4 or 5 year olds down there just absolutely go berserk. Yeah, just losing their minds right now. And I mean, it's funny because, there's like a part of your brain that just turns off a little bit when you're at a hockey game in the best way possible, because you want that chaos and that energy, and it's part of the fun. And it's something that only, again, like you can go to any sporting event around Peoria, but that's something you only get at a rumor game. That's pretty fun.
You can bang on the glass. We sell the horns, and, it could be annoying to some people, but man, the players feed off the energy and the noise. Some people have the cowbells, and they just ring that cowbell nonstop.
Yeah, those are the people that are best to sit right in front of.
It could be annoying sometimes, but it's great to have those people that are passionate and people that are having fun. Like we try to have a family-friendly entertainment, and every whistle giving something away. And you can't do that without great sponsors. Great sponsors allow you to make your game day experience fun. We added another mascot a couple of years ago. So at every whistle, we got both mascots doing something, giving something away. So just doesn't stop at, at the game. So someone said, most people can't tell you the score of the game when they leave a sporting event. I think it was like 85% of the people that come to a sporting event don't really care about the score. They're there to have fun and enjoy the game.
Right. No, I mean, I like winning. But no, I definitely
I do like winning too.
No, I definitely get what you're saying.
But it's creating an experience that the pieces all to the puzzle. You got to have a great product to win in the ice, or people don't come. Mm-hmm. But you got to keep people there to want to come back. We play 29 games throughout the season, so some of them are back to back to back. So you got to find something that makes them want to come back the second night and the third night to come and experience what Riverman hockey is.
Absolutely. I'm excited to see what our jersey is going to be for this year. So it's we've been picking for the last 2 years. I think we got the best ones. We got the Grateful Dead one and the Scooby-Doo that we're sporting today. And everybody seems to love that. So we got to make sure that we hold that bar high for this next coming
year. Yeah, I think we've done 2 Scooby-Doo, and then we've done 2 Grateful Dead. So then the following year, it's got to... You got to change it up and find something that's even better.
Absolutely, man.
Just for everyone's, if you've seen us at the Riverman games before, obviously you know that we have our booth there, but we are typically always raffling off at least one of the jerseys. So if you're a big Riverman fan and you're wanting to expand your jersey collection, it's a double excuse to come check us out. Obviously, Solar's a good reason to talk to us as well. But again, that's the whole point of us being in this relationship here.
Yeah, absolutely.
We actually had somebody sign up recently for Solar because they had gotten some used Riverman equipment.
So every year we do a used equipment sale from our hats, our gloves, our pants, and we sell it as is. So you were telling about the lady, and one of your elements that you guys have is your logo on the player's helmet.
So I had the pleasure of signing her up last week, but so she had purchased a fair amount of the Riverman equipment and saw that our logo was all over it, and she had been very interested in Solar before, and so that's kind of what had sparked her interest, or at least to entertain our company and look us up. And from there the conversation kind of led to it being a no-brainer. But you just talk about every instance or every bit of marketing available will definitely come into play there. But it was a very cool full circle moment. She's a huge hockey fan and huge supporter of the Riverman as well, obviously.
And our fans do a really good job about that, is to sponsor, the people that sponsor us, to support them back, because they know that the people that sponsor us, for that to continue, people have to support them. And I think that was one of the reasons why she said, she's like, if you're doing business with the Riverman, I want to do it with somebody that's doing business with them as well.
Okay. Absolutely. Cool way to get to the client. Never saw that one coming.
Especially from the helmet. Out of all the pieces, the helmet's cool, to be able to have it on the road and the different things. But at the end of the day, having your concourse tables is the opportunity to sell yourself. Having different marketing and different, social media, being tagged in social media, and the logos and the eyes, the dashes, you got a bunch of different touch points. But I love the table opportunities, because nobody can sell your business better than yourself. I tell people, I'm like, do a concourse table, because it's great to do that, but it's another touch point with the fans that get to be able to really communicate who you are and what you have to offer.
Right. And we love the Riverman fans, man. It's wild because we obviously have booths set up at the Chiefs games as well. And no offense to the Chiefs, but just the way baseball is designed with the innings being so short and just so burned through. It's like after the first couple hours when we're set up, like no one, either you're going to go get a hot dog or a drink and then you got a one set mindset. But with the Riverman games, with the intermissions being 18 minutes, people want to talk. They want to get out there.
There's a social atmosphere to it.
Absolutely.
Well, it's another opportunity to walk around. You know, you've been sitting for a while. It's a chance to walk around, grab a hot dog, some food, a drink, and then, you know, be able to talk to vendors like, oh, what do you have? Like, everybody likes free things, and I call it trinket and trash to be able to get. But people love it. Like, people go over excited about a free pen or a free this. It's like, I tell people, have a chance to give something away, even if it's a $25 gift card to the gas station. Like, people are like, oh, yeah, I have a chance to win. I'm like, cool. But then you also get the chance to interact with them and say, hey, like, have you really talked about solar? And that's the key to it all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or whatever the business is.
I know that we're awesome, but the other vendors that are down there are typically very fun as well. You know, we always have very good interactions with whoever we're set up next to. And, you know, it's always, you know, it's cool to see, again, just the whole community come together. And obviously, the Riverman is the main focal point there. But then again, you have all these other sponsors surrounding you, which kind of brings the whole event together. So it's definitely looking forward to it again this year as well.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Always, especially now with everything changing in solar so rapidly, you know, it's always good to have different touch points, especially ones that we build up over time. You know, I think that's why one of the reasons our company's been so successful over the years is being involved in the community and being the forefront of solar in Peoria. It's nice to say now that we're the oldest standing solar company in Central Illinois, and we'll continue to be here. So having things like the Riverman where people are used to seeing us time and time again, and there's always something new. Like, that's in our office meeting today, we were talking about the rapid changes in the industry, and that's been happening, you know, ever since COVID. It just seems like every year we go through some kind of hurdle or some benefit or whatever. So it's just, there's always new information out there. So if you have questions, stop by the booth. If you like to set up an appointment, obviously call us up, but there's always some new information to go over. And Andrew here actually went solar. When did you get installed?
I think it was September or October of last year,
right before the net metering credits ended.
Awesome. I knew that the net metering credits was going to end. I was like, if I'm going to do it, my time is now. And I was delayed in doing it. I waited for like a whole year. I was like, I don't have the money to do it, or I don't believe in this. And you know, I gave all the excuses in the book, and then called one of our season ticket holders that got the solar. I'm like, hey, how's your experience? Do you think it's worth it? He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I wish I would have done it years ago. I was like, man, I knew that was going to be.
Are you listening?
but he's like, Andrew, it's been so good. Like, they were good. Everything that they said, they followed through with. And I was like, all right. So I'm like, all right, let's get this process started. Let's come look it out and see if it's actually a good fit, which you guys do a good job with, of, you know, telling the truth. Like, it's not a fit for everybody. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes there's too many trees, or the sun throughout the day doesn't cover the house in the right way. So.
And we actually just went through your, you know, just to get a little bit more detail, because we did just pull up your production and pull it up to our estimations. And just for what it's worth, I think we're overproducing. And, you know, out of the 7 months or 7 months we've had so far, we were overproducing in 6 out of those 7 months. And so, again, our job is always going to be to underpromise and overperform as a company. But it's really, it's one thing to be able to tell someone it, but it's another thing to be able to pull up the numbers and, you know, really on an analytical level, go through the system and say, hey, it is doing what it's supposed to do. Yeah. And I've been finding myself doing that a lot more frequently with our customers. And it's, again, you know, I'm 5 years deep into this industry now, and it's, again, our systems hold a lot of gravity, and they, you know, they do perform.
Yeah. We, because of the access that we have, like, I was able to pull up the app and see it. Like, it's not like it's on your platform or whatever, you know, it's my real device that we could see. And it's not something that's made up. It is real factual stuff. And I think that is close to 15% for every month that was over what you guys projected.
Nice. Obviously that's probably got to be a little bit fun to relish in now. And especially when you ever hear about everyone complaining about their rates being even exceptionally higher than what they were even a year ago.
So I can only imagine, if I had to pay $500-$600, which was probably pretty close to what I would have had to pay, because my wife likes to keep the house at 68%.
Are you listening?
but you know what? It's all right. happy wife, happy life. So yep. We keep the house at 68 and my AC unit's just.
And she doesn't mind how they look. They look good on the home.
Actually they're on the back side of the house. So we live right on the main drag of our neighborhood. So nobody would even know that I have it. So honestly, I forget that I have it sometimes until I go mowing the grass. I'm like, oh, I do have solar. Or when my Ameren bill comes in at $60, it's like, man, am I glad that I went solar.
I love it.
That's awesome.
So but it's true. Like it's not something that's made up. Like it's like my bill was like $60.31 this last month, and that includes my gas.
Right. Andrew, here's a good friend of ours, and you know, obviously he's gone solar, so he's speaking our praises now. But our happiest clients are the ones we signed up 5-4 years ago, because it's like year after year they hear everybody complaining about their power rates. Year after year they've paid off their system entirely, and now they're not having to worry about a solar payment or really have much of a power bill, just a connection charge, a meter charge. So it's freaking awesome that you went solar, man. Let me ask you, so with it being on the back of your house and you've having solar for a while now, if you had to go back and it would actually have to be on the front of your house, would you still maybe switch to solar?
I think I'd still go to the front. You know, the curb appeal, maybe it affects it a little bit, but knowing the savings that I'm currently saving, and I think my price of my solar panels that I'm paying every month is like $175. So take 175 over 600. So I think
I think mathematician, but that does.
I think I sacrifice a little bit for that. So even with what I pay Ameren, that's $230 a month. It's still half the money that I'm saving. So I think even going on the front of the house, I think I would still do it.
Right. Absolutely. And sorry to cut off, but guys, and you know, we're not here to make Ameren out to be the bad guy by any means. You know, a lot of this is just through legislation and what our state's abiding by. You know, they're simply just a distributor of power. So, and that's, you know, we're not here to ever make them out to be, you know, a negative. It's just simply the way that the world is working right now and the way that everyone's rates are increasing. And so there's just the difference of having control over that or being subjected to the rates as they continue to increase. And so again, we're not here to paint or point fingers. We're simply here to give people a solution or a better alternative compared to what they currently have. And again, it's really cool to be able to hear you talk about this, because it's, you know, we'll sit here from our, you know, our podcast and we'll preach it all day long. But it's, again, one thing to have our words, but then to have true testimonies from it, it really does, you know, bring a lot of meaning to what we try and do here.
And Christy's been talking to you a little bit about the ambassador program we're starting up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're a couple of our favorite clients who sing our praises high and loud. We're setting up an ambassador program. Basically just have a link to you on the website and a little treat after you get your first 10 referrals. So we'll get you a family vacation covered by us. But it's just good to have those testimonials from real people in the community. Cause I mean, at the end of the day, you guys, I mean, I think you've signed it, what, 2 or 3 referrals now?
I think I'm 3 or 4.
Three or four.
At least one coming from me from last week too. We're almost halfway there on it. So
absolutely. But yeah, just a cool little thing to have people in and just have a little spotlight on some of our clients on the website to just, you know, bring the reality of the situation that it doesn't matter if you're red, blue, green, black, red, or orange, we'll help you out with solar. It's just the numbers speak for themselves. And I'm glad you've gone solar with us and a good company. Obviously, we'll be here for the next 30 years to take care of you, my friend.
Well, and I think that, you know, some people, you know, are concerned about getting the rebates. I got my federal money that was, you know, suggested that I would receive. I got that. And then the state money, you know, they said it would be 12 to 18 months, and I got it in like 4 or 5 months. So that was a win too.
Promise, overperform. It's just, gosh, I feel like a broken record sometimes, but.
Mm-hmm. But that's not, it's, you know, that's coming from me. Like I've got the money and I got to pay off. And
for everyone listening as well, so the federal tax credit that he said that he was able to assume on that, again, I know that there's been a lot of buzz about it, but that is the one that is on the chopping block for the end of this year. And so for that 30%, you are to be installed and turned on by the end of this year. And that, again, our timelines make that absolutely feasible, but that is something that we are only able to do for a finite amount of time. There are certain things we do have control over. We do not have control over weather. Install or you know, getting the system approved by the utility company. So there's things that we have to work with, and again, it's very doable, but I cannot stress this enough that if this is something that you've been weighing on, it is time to pull the trigger, or at least look into it to see if the numbers make sense.
Absolutely. Did you catch one of that whenever the big, beautiful bill got passed and the end of the tax credit at the end of the year? So definitely the right time for you to sign up was last year. You got the net metering one-to-one credit as well as the tax credit, full tax credit, without having to be running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Nope. Don't have to worry about it. Either of those, just saving money at this point.
Yeah, it's funny that the amount since the news came out of the Ameren bills, I think that was the biggest part of it. But then also the big, beautiful bill and the executive order that Trump that put into place. It's wild how many people are now like, oh, solar, I need to look at solar. Like, we've been out here for 6 years telling you that. But fear does drive people to do some things. And it's also driving people to go to other companies. So you've ran into a couple of people talking about other companies that are providing leases and things like that. Would you care to elaborate on what the community is saying or what you ran into with people?
Yeah, I know that the one person that I sent you, she's like, yeah, I've got the opportunity to lease it, but she's like, if I move, like, I have a lot of questions and the uncertainty with it. So I was like, hey, just give the people at Sun Collectors the opportunity to share with you about the different opportunities that they have and what it would look like. And if it makes sense, it's great. If not, then go that route. Everybody's family's budgets is all different, but at the end of the day, I believe that owning solar is the better way to go. Talk to our realtor, Jared O'Brien, and I'm like, hey, like, I'm looking at going to solar. Like, am I going to lose money on my house, or will it help increase the value of my house? He's like, oh, all the research that we have right now is going to, you'll see an increase of value of your house. Mm-hmm. So
we just had one sell recently in Tremont. It's a $25,000 increase.
Yeah.
And so, that's just with solar, no battery.
So that was important to me too, because mm-hmm. I don't want to just put it on my house to save the money, but I don't plan on moving, but
right.
If we do, I want to make sure that it's not going
to
hurt me.
Better to get something out of your money as opposed to nothing. And again, I mean, very, very simple concept that I love painting to people. But again, you own your house, you own the cars that are in your driveway. So why hypothetically are you renting your electricity?
Yeah.
And again, it's not always a good fit for everyone. But if you could conceptually go back and lock in your gas price, you know, 5 years ago and do the same thing, why wouldn't you? And so it's, again, all you're doing is taking an ever-increasing expense, as you're seeing, and putting a bunch of rebates that you can get back for it, and then effectively eliminating it. You know, you might have a, you know, meter charge and a little bit of a gas bill, but whenever everyone around you is complaining about their bill being quite literally 5 to 6 times higher, it's got to feel like a much better alternative.
Yeah. Thankfully, because we're still able to do the stuff that we like to do, like travel and go on trips, and my daughter doing gymnastics, you know, all those extra things that we would probably have to look at if we were in that boat.
No, that's awesome. No, that's actually, like, I mean, we always talk about the, you know, the savings and what you can do with it, or I guess, like, conceptually what it's going to lead in the future. But, you know, just to take that and hear that, you know, that's more time with your family, more time with the daughter being able to do things and, well, you know, it's expand.
Stress too. Like a lot of friends and family are battling through it. Like, they weren't expecting to see that double, triple increase. And that's hard on people.
It really is.
It's a real feeling, a real part of their lives, and trying to figure out how they're going to make ends meet sometimes. You know, I wouldn't have expected to see a bill for $600. Like, I'd be like, man, we're turning everything off in the house. Like, you want 68, try like 75.
Fair enough. And no, that is a reality. Again, some people, you know, if your bill were to go up by a couple hundred bucks, it may not be the end of the world. But I know for a fact that there are families out there that, you know, a $300 a month bill is stressful enough as is. And if that comes in as a $550 a month bill or $600 a month bill, you know, that's cutbacks. You know, that's grocery. There are so many real world implications.
There's sacrifices that you have to make.
No, exactly. And so the domino effect is not just, you know, it's not one or two. It's, you know, there's a 9 to 10 domino effect there. And so it's, you know, it's very real. And again, it's how far can you stretch your dollar now? But again, it's for the people that can make that change. Again, not to be a broken record, but obviously, you know, the savings are there.
Yeah.
And it does have, you know, there's a long-term benefit. You know, it's a short-term switch, but every year it just becomes exponentially more and more for your savings.
100%.
One of our first clients that we signed up when we started out in Laughlin, Nevada, she is unfortunately had gotten displaced from California. Her house was completely paid off, but her power bill in California got to higher than her mortgage ever was.
That's crazy.
And it's happening here. Some people are complaining. I saw on TikTok and a couple other social media, like people have $800 bills. Mm. Well, at the end of the day, that $800 bill is still a third of the price that they pay for California power. If you just took the kilowatt hours to kilowatt hours. So, you know, when people's bills start end up being $2,400 in the summer for an average size home with an average size family and an average income, it gets very, very scary. Very, very quickly. That's when people have to downsize. That's when the sellability of the house actually goes down, right? Because, you know, that's, if you average out $2,000 a month for 12 months, that's $2,400 or $24,000 you have to have just in power expenses. Yeah. And people don't think about that. And it's a shame. This year, we're definitely feeling it on the credit side of things. You know, obviously, we only do ownership. We don't offer leases. And we have had quite a few failed credits this year. And it's unfortunate to see the inflation and everything else is starting to bite people. And then, you know, as their credit's dropping, now they're looking for solutions. And unfortunately, you know, the bank wants to make sure that you can make your payments on time and everything else for solar. So to have people's bills increasing in that level and getting overextended themselves because they want to still live the lifestyle we always have, it's a recipe for a disaster on the whole economy level. So I'm glad that you went solar and you get to mitigate at least that cost point that all experiencing.
Despite all the doom and gloom, that is why we are here. Again, we are always going to try and paint this in as much of a positive as possible, but there is a lot of, again, you can say it is negative writing on the wall, but that is not meant to be a overall, you know, downpour aspect on everything. But that is why the solution for batteries, you know, and owning your own power is there, especially with solar backing it up. I do want to get to these rings just because we've kind of been on a, you know, let's say like a negative slope, but obviously I want to end this on a really positive and a cool thing. And we were talking about these beforehand. So I'm going to kind of divert this back to the Rivermen just because that's the theme of our episode as well.
Yeah.
But there's history behind both of these rings, but you're also kind of going through some really cool components here with them. And I, just for the sake of them, are you cool with just kind of breaking down like some of the spots or like some of the things that you had on these, just because it's like the history that are behind these right now?
Yeah. So the first championship ring, was this one right here. And on the side, our owner, Bart Rogers, did all the creativity with them, with both rings. It's just a passion that he has and the details that go into planning the ring and being thoughtful into it. But the first ring has a cup on the side of it, and it's got seven different diamonds in it, which represent the seven playoff wins that it took to win the championship. And then in the background, it's got the skyscraper. So it's got a skyscraper in the background to showcase like the city background, which was really cool. And then on the other side, it lists the player or my name. And then two things that Coach was really pushing for the players to think about is to leave a legacy, something bigger than themselves, and to leave the team better than what they came into it. And then he wanted them to act like a lion, to think like a lion, to, you know, to attack like a lion. So both of those words are on the ring. And then on the inside of the ring, it lists each series that we had and how many games it took to win. So this one was like Peoria versus Pensy. We won two games to one. Peoria versus Quad Cities, it was two games to Peoria, one game for Quad Cities. And then the championship was Peoria versus Roanoke. We were in Roanoke. It was a best of five series, and we won three games to one. So at that point, I was doing both the front office and the equipment, so I got to be on the bench for that one. So that was a pretty exciting championship that we won. A good friend of mine, Mickey Gray, he's the team president out there, and that was a pretty cool time to do it out there with him and get someone that, you know, was part of our family too. So that was pretty cool. And then the other ring,
that was way more blinged out. If you're just listening,
so this one is a lot more bigger. But when you win,
like close, demands attention.
When you win close together, the other one's got to be bigger than the other one, and Roanoke won in between, so their ring was bigger than our ring. So of course, Boss had to make sure that his ring was bigger than that ring. So that was really cool. Our captain, he's from Peoria, went to Dunlop High School, Alec Hageman. He wanted to give a tribute to him as he was retiring. So it's a little silhouette of him holding the cup with his number and a few more words of Coach that represented not only the team but him, but leadership, humility, and dynasty to, you know, winning two championships in 3 years. to put it on his back and lead the team, and having players that come around each other to form a better good than themselves was pretty cool to see. And then the other side had the name and the player's number, and then had like a little background of the arena. So that was really cool. And then again, it lists the three series in the middle of it, and it's another pretty cool ring.
No, yeah. Those are both very cool. I mean, again, just the history behind them both, and then obviously the testament of like what it speaks for the team and just the legacy it leaves behind. But again, we were talking about those beforehand, and I was like, that's too cool not to talk about it, at least give a little bit of notion to. So yeah. I appreciate you walking through those.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty cool. We start the series on the road this year in Quad Cities, and then we've got a home opener October 24th and 25th back here in Peoria. So it's crazy to think that the season's right around the corner.
I'm but so looking forward
man,
to it.
Is it around the corner. Going trip over Labor Day weekend, and then it's already full force right now, but it's going to be pedal to the metal when I get back, because all the details, the dashers got to be put up, the ice is going to go in hopefully early October, and then we have to put all the sponsors' logos, and have to make sure that all the artwork is ordered for
that Sun Collectors logo, bright and beautiful.
Yeah, so we got to get all that done and ready, and all the details of everything. Our boss keeps a list and accountability for everybody. So one thing comes off, one thing goes on, and try to plan ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm excited for the next season. Hopefully we'll get you another ring.
Yes, let's go.
If you guys ever want to have like corporate sponsorship championship rings, I mean, we'll take one.
Yeah.
I was going to say that would be, I mean, for the third one, at least, but right on. I think we've done beautiful in terms of where Absolutely. We're at right now, but, what is this? Our 12th or 12 or 13? Where are we? 13, right
14.
Now?
I don't know. We didn't check the numbers, guys.
Sorry.
We do have full-time jobs,
but hey, we got another podcast done, and it's great to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Make sure you check out the Rivermen this year, doing a phenomenal job. People like Andrew and the rest of the team out there just trucking away. But yeah, thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next episode on the Solar Power Hour.
Thanks, guys.